欢迎你来收听 BBN 的重播节目，希望你能用祷告和奉献来支持我们的圣经广播。牧者心声，这是中英双语的讲道节目，今天的讲员是刘传章牧师。
所以玛利亚从圣灵感孕。
And she was conceived of the Holy Spirit.
当约瑟听到这件事情的时候，
And when Joseph learned of this,
他对这件事情非常的不满意。
He was very unhappy.
他就想把这个未婚妻休掉。
And he was planning to put away his wife.
但是不愿意明明的羞辱她。
But he did not want to shame her publicly.
只想在暗中来做这件事情。
But want to secretly, do it.
那这是在圣经里面给我们清楚的看见。玛利亚是清楚的从圣灵受孕的。
From all these, we see clearly from the scripture that Mary was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
然后我们刚刚所念的，他们反对的人所用的证据说，耶稣是约瑟的儿子，3:23。
And then the so-called scriptural evidence used by those who do not believe.
那三章二十三节前面一句话可能是他们忽略掉的，这里说是一人看来。
In verse 3:23, they neglected the phrase which says, "So it was thought."
那这个是照着人的看法，耶稣是约瑟的儿子。
What it says there is according to the view of the world that Jesus was the son of Joseph.
那2:48这里讲耶玛利亚说，这个你为什么使我们你父亲和我伤心来找你？
And in chapter 2, verse 48, when Mary said, Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been searching anxiously for you.
注意49节，耶稣说，为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
If we read verse 49, why were you searching for me? He asked, Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?
那这里耶稣基督好像是在12岁的时候第一次公开的宣布他的 identity， 他是谁？我的父是在天上的那个父。
This is when Jesus was 12 years old, as if he was making a public proclamation, "My Father is in heaven."
所以耶稣基督的出生是超越自然的律的。
So we see Jesus' birth was supernatural. His birth is through the great power of God.
他出于神的话，没有一句不带着能力。
For every word that comes from God has power.
然后第三，我们看到玛利亚对上帝的旨意是谦卑的顺服。
Thirdly, in humility, we saw Mary obey God.
玛利亚在38节说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我的身上。”
In verse 38, Mary said, "I'm the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said."
我们看到这是一件不容易的事情。
This is not easy at all.
也许不是社会所能够接受的一件事情。
It's not something that the world find easy to accept.
但是玛利亚说，如果这是出于你。
But Mary said, if this come from God.
我是属于你的，我是你的使女。
I belong to you. I'm your maid servant.
我是你的仆人，我情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
I'm willing for what for your word to be accomplished on me.
今天我们多少时候听到人祷告说，愿你的旨意改变。
So often we hear people's prayer essentially saying, "May your will change."
但是玛利亚在这里说，愿你的旨意成就。
But Mary here was saying, "May your will be done."
今天在我们的生命里面。到底面对着神给我们一个似乎不容易接受的情况之下，我们怎么样祷告？
in our lives when we are confronted with something which is difficult for us, and how do we pray?
我们说愿你的旨意改变呢，还是我们说愿你的旨意成就？
Do we pray to the Lord, may your will change, or we pray, may your will be done?
那第二方面，我们看玛利亚的称赞。
Secondly, let's examine Mary's Magnificat.
路加福音第一章第四十六节到五十五节。
Luke chapter 1, verse 46 to 55.
玛利亚说：“我信尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。”
Mary said, "My soul praises the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior."
因为他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我有福。
For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed.
五十一节，他用膀臂施展大能，那狂傲的人正心里妄想，就被他赶散了。
Verse 51, he has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts.
他叫有权柄的侍卫，叫卑微的、卑贱的升高。
He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble.
叫饥饿的得饱美食，叫富足的空手回去。
He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty.
啊，这一首诗歌在教会历史上受到多人的尊崇，常常被人念诵。
This hymn of praise is honored through the church history, and often it's.Read.
当玛利亚知道她自己身怀重任，那将要神的儿子要借着她出生的时候
，When Mary realized her important and great mission, and the Son of God was to be conceived by her，
她在这里称颂神的大能。
Here she praised the great power of God.
在她这个称赞的里面，我们看到她提到三件最少三件很重要的更新。
In her praise, we see at least three very important things.
这个第一个就是灵性的 spiritual renewal, 灵性的更新。
The three kinds of renewal, one of it is spiritual renewal.
他用五十一节，他用膀臂施展大能，那狂傲的人正心里妄想，就被他赶散了。
Verse 51, he has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts.
有人说基督教是骄傲者的坟墓。
Some people said Christianity is a tomb of the proud.
每一个骄傲的人来到基督耶稣的荣光之下就要死去。
As every proud man come under the glory of God, he has to die.
如果你有机会到巴黎去的时候，
If you have a chance to visit Paris,
在巴黎有拿破仑的坟墓，
you would see Napoleon's tomb.
拿破仑的坟墓跟很多的人都不一样。
His tomb is different from many others.
他的遗迹，他的遗物是在一个好像是这个总统府一样的那种的建筑物的里面。
His relics were displayed in a building like a presidential mansion.
然后当你进去这个地方的时候。
And when you enter the place,
他的棺材是放在一个大洞的下面。
You find that his coffin is placed in a big hole on the ground.
所以每一个人要去看拿破仑的坟墓的时候，一定要这样子看。
So everyone who goes there to view Napoleon's tomb have to look like that.
意思说，每一个人要去看拿破仑的时候，一定要给他鞠躬。
In other words, if you want to see Napoleon, you have to bow to him.
拿破仑东征西讨，觉得自己是世界上最伟大的征服者。
He was conquering East and West. He thought he was the greatest conqueror in the whole world.
但是当拿破仑在瓦特鲁战败的时候
，But when he met Waterloo,
他承认耶稣基督比他更伟大。
He confessed.Jesus Christ was greater than him.
一个人能够面对着基督耶稣而骄傲的话，这个人恐怕是很了不起的人。
If a person who confronts Jesus Christ and can still remain proud, he must be somebody.
但是世界上没有一个人真正的能够在基督耶稣面前站立而仍然觉得自己伟大。
But there's no one in the world who can.Stand before Jesus Christ, confront him, and still think that he was great.
扫罗的狂傲要杀死所有的基督徒，在十字架的前影荣光的照耀之下，他自认自己在罪人中是个罪魁。
The fanatically proud Paul, Saul, who wanted to put all Christians in jail, who wanted to prosecute all of them, and when he met Jesus Christ, he recognized himself as a sinner among the sinners.
一个小男孩小的时候在学校里面坐在他旁边一个女孩，有个女孩很喜欢他，很喜欢他。
There was a little boy when he was going to school. He liked the little girl who was sitting beside him very much.
然后后来他稍微长大以后就离开这个地方到另外一个城里面。
Later on, he grew up and he left the place and went to another city.
他就学坏了，学偷东西。
And then he learned, he went bad. He learned how to steal.
那有一天呢，他就从一个富人的这个身上呢，就偷了一个钱包出来。
One day, he stole a money bag from a woman.
他正在得意说：“哈，今天这一招不错，很成功，没有被人抓到。”
Just as he was congratulating himself that he got the money without being caught.
他正在得意的时候，忽然间迎面看到他以前所认识的那个女孩子。
Just as he was feeling so happy about himself, and then he saw that girl that he liked walking toward him.
她的容貌依然那么美丽，那么吸引人。
She was still as pretty as ever.
当他看到这一幕的时候，他忽然间感觉自己无地自容。
And as soon as he saw her, he felt like he would like to dig a hole on the ground.
他的头移到这个墙上，他说：“我情愿死。”
And he turned his face to the wall and said, "I'd rather die."
我想这是基督耶稣的荣美光照的时候，人就会看见自己那个不配的情况。
When we are under the light of Jesus Christ and His glory, men realize how unworthy they are.
狂傲的人，狂傲在人的心里面与基督相对的时候，就要被完全的驱逐。
When human pride comes before Jesus Christ, it will be erased.
52节
Verse 52.
他叫有权柄的施位，叫卑贱的升高。
He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but have lifted up the humble.
据说在印度，这个阶级的观念非常的厉害。
Now in the land of India, they have very strict caste system.
如果你生在一个比较低级的社会里面。
If you were born in a lower class in a society,
你一辈子两辈子都没有机会翻身。
In your whole life, even into the next generation, you can never turn around.
但是在基督耶稣里面，在基督教里面，他给我们看到有权柄的会失位，如果他们不尊重神，那卑贱的人要升高，在基督耶稣里面，人人平等。
But in Christianity, we see that God brings down rulers from their throne when they oppose God, and then He lifts up the humble who come to God. In God's eye, everyone is equal.
在神的眼中，人人都受尊重。
And in God honors everyone.
在中世纪，有一个流浪的学者，他的名字叫做 Moritus。
During the Middle Ages, there was one of those wandering scholars. His name was Moritus.
那有一天呢，他饥寒交迫，就病倒在街头。
One day, under extreme hunger and want, he became ill.
有人就把他送到医院去。
And somebody took him to a doctor.
所以医生呢，看看他这个样子，因为他很穷，所以以为他是不学之士。
And when the doctor saw him, because he was so poor, thought that he must be uneducated.
就用拉丁文对他的同事说。
And then he spoke in Latin to his friend.
他说这种没有用的人，这种没有用的人不必救他了。
And he said that you don't need to save those people, those useless people.
那怎么晓得这个人是一个学者？所以他听到这句话的时候，就用拉丁文说。基督为他死的人，你不可把他当作没有价值。
not realizing that the one who was sick was a scholar and who used Latin also in return, whom Jesus Christ gave his life to save. You cannot despise.
基督为他死的人，你不可把他当作没有价值的人。
Those whom Christ died for cannot be counted as worthless.
世界上没有一个地方像教会。
There's no one, no place in the world like the church.
有知识的人或者没有知识的人。
You may be educated or not.
父亲或者儿子。
Father or son,
教授或者学生,
professor or student,
长官或者部属,
and a boss, employer and an employee,
老年或者少年,
whether old,
男人或者女人,
man or woman,
黑人白人或者黄人,
black, white, Asian,
穷人或者财主,
the rich, the poor,
国语、粤语或者英语,
Mandarin, Cantonese, English,
台湾人、大陆人,
Taiwanese,Mainlander.
这些所有不同背景、不同社会地位的人，在耶稣基督里面是一样的。
Whatever background, whatever, wherever you come from, in Christ it's the same.
因为在耶稣基督的人，自高的人要被降卑，自卑的人要被升高。
Because in Christ, those who are on high will come down. Those who are lowly will be lifted up.
大家在神的面前都有同样的权利，要享受同样的遵守同样的义务。
Before God, we have the same privileges and we obey the same law.
所以耶稣基督在玛利亚的歌颂里面讲到，耶稣基督是带来人灵性上的更新。
So in Mary's song, we see that Jesus Christ brought a renewal of human spirit.
耶稣基督要带来社会的更新。
And then he also bring the renewal of the society.
第三方面，我们看到耶稣基督也给人带来经济的更新。
Thirdly, he brings economical renewal.
我相信我们在美国这五年来都经历一点这个 Reaganomics 的好处。
I believe that during this past 5 years, those of us in the United States have enjoyed benefits from the Reaganomics.
每次我开车经过我们的停车场的时候，我心里面就是有很奇异的感想。
Every time I pass our parking lot, I have this thought.
我记得我刚来的时候，我们这个 parking lot 还有一些老爷车。
I remember when I first came, I used to notice we have some real old cars in the parking lot.
哇，现在每一个都是流线型的。
But now I see all those cars are streamlined.
我心里面很感谢神。
And I thank the Lord.
因为神祝福我。
Because God bless us.
那在旧约里面，这个属灵的祝福跟物质的祝福是平行的。
And in the Old Testament, we detect that the spiritual blessing come together with material blessing.
所以神祝福亚伯拉罕的时候，要给他一个儿子。
So when God blessed Abraham, he gave him a son.
要给他很多地。
And much land.
要给他很多牛羊。
And the cattle and the flocks.
那今天上帝祝福新约时代的基督徒，不一定是完全是属物质的。
In the New Testament, God's blessing for His people are not necessarily material.
但是我们如果在神的面前好好的尽我们做基督徒的本分，在社会上尽社会上的本分，神也是照样的祝福我们。
But if we do our duty as a Christian and confront our social responsibilities, God would also bless us.
那圣经告诉我们，约瑟跟玛利亚是从一个贫穷的家庭里面出来。
The Bible tells us that Joseph and Mary came from poor background.
但是玛利亚感受到上帝的恩典，五十三节说，她叫饥饿的得饱美食，叫富足的空手回去。
But verse 53, he has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty.
啊，主的心意是要人人都有所供应。
And it's God's will to supply everyone.
保罗说，我们有衣有食，就当知足。
Paul says, with food and covering, we ought to be content.
我们必须要晓得怎么样来分享上帝给我们的恩典。
We ought to learn how to share with others the grace God has shown us.
早期的教会主张或者实行共享主义，把所有的东西带到一起跟大家分享。
In the early church, we saw the practice sharing of substance.
虽然没有这个方法没有通行很久。
Even though that's not a method that passed on.
但是圣徒缺乏要帮补，客要依偎的款待的这个教训，今天仍然不能够忽略。
But the teaching that we ought to take care of other saints who are in need, and that we ought to deal with everybody, treat everybody equally, is a teaching that's not changed for even today.
所以借着玛利亚的歌诗歌。
So through Mary's song of praise,
我们看到今天我们基督徒在这个世界上的生活的一些形态。
And we see the pattern for modern day Christian living.
我们必须要谦卑的在主的面前。
We must humble ourselves before God.
知道神阻挡骄傲的人，施恩给谦卑的人。
Knowing that God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble.
我们必须要知道我们在神的面前是有价值的人。
Knowing that we are valuable in God's sight.
我们在神的面前是有地位的人。
And we have a high position before God.
我们是神的儿女。
We are His children.
然后我们在神所有的祝福里面。
And then among God's blessings.
我们要成为一个祝福的导管。
We must become a vessel of blessing.
而不是成为一个贪食好酒的人。
Rather than someone who indulges himself.
第二大点，我们看神子降生之事。
Secondly, when Christ was born.
第二章第一节到第二十节。
Chapter 2, verse 1 through 20.
这是一个圣诞故事。
This is the Christmas story.
我相信我们很多人都听了不晓多少遍关于耶稣基督降生的故事。
You have heard it many and many a time over.
在这里我想跟大家思想三方面。
I'd like to think of three things with you.
第一个，这件事情的发生是一个人在一个人口普查的时候。
First of all, this took place in a census time.
在罗马政府里面，他们有两种的人口调查。
During Roman government, they have two kinds of census.
一种是为了征税，拿税。
One is for the sake of tax.
刚刚的节目是牧者心声，由圣经广播网编辑播出。谢谢你来收听 BBN 的重播节目，不要忘记您的奉献和祷告能够让更多的听众从中受益。